We say storm, but it's not really going to be a storm. We're going to have, we might get a little snow, but it's more the deeply cold temperatures that we're facing. And of course, any kind of wind gusts. How is North Arkansas Electric Cooperative preparing?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And I think you're right. I think the snow is going to be a non-issue, but we do have the wind chill, which really, I say it bothers me. From a safety standpoint, you know, if we see 25 below zero, we're very concerned about our employees as well as our members staying safe. A lot of our preparation is going to be in the safety area, because we do know that when you get 25-mile-an-hour winds, when you get 40-mile-an-hour winds, 25 below zero wind chills, you get temperatures this cold, that does put stress on equipment. Failures are possible. And then we get our folks out there. We're extremely concerned about them, the members that might be in the cold. So we stress safety, obviously, with our employees, but with our members as well. An emergency kit, and I'm not going to go over all that, but folks know what they need to have in an emergency kit in case of outages. We stress space heater safety. If folks use space heaters in your home, use common sense. No extension cords. Don't leave it unattended. Make sure you have an automatic shutoff. A lot of people in this type of weather, if they have an outage, might use a generator. Follow manufacturer's instructions. Don't use those indoors. Don't put those in a garage. Ensure that it's properly connected to your home, because if it's not, that can backfeed on the lines. That can hurt the line workers. As far as reliability, we feel like we're in good shape across the state. We don't expect any widespread outages. However, we are monitoring. The grid is under a cold weather alert. That is not an emergency. That just says that cold weather is coming in. We do have all generating stations currently in service, and the transmission system is in good shape. So, do we expect some outages? I think we probably will have some. I don't think we're going to have anything widespread. And if we do have any outage whatsoever, we are on 24-hour standby to immediately respond to those outages.
And bless those linemen that are going to go outside and have to work in these conditions.
Absolutely. You know, linemen are first responders. And, you know, I sit here and talk about it, but they're out there in 25 below zero wind chills or 110-degree days. And that's why, you know, we always preach to our folks, safety is paramount over anything for our workers and for our members. That's what we want to stress here. I really don't expect anything major out of this. However, you know, things happen, equipment fails. We'll be ready if it does.